CliffCentral.com.
J. Cole, can't get enough. Love that guy. Love him. Love him. The kind of love that is obviously concerning because, you know, in my mind, I'm having J. Cole's babies. Another man is married, recently married. I know that. But, you know, this is the kind of love that you have for certain people. Him, Common. But Common is my first love. I must not disrespect Common like that. Sorry. It's just kind of after 11 o'clock on a Tuesday morning with myself, Mabali Moloi, and Belinda. Belinda! Why are you so soft here on the microphone? Belinda Hojane joining me today because Dumi Moraike again is away on official TV business. She's filming a show called Red Cake. I don't know if you've ever seen this show, Belinda.
Not yet.
Well, no, man, what's going on here? I don't understand what's going on. I really don't understand. Your microphone.
Oh. On or did you?
No, sorry. You know what?
Yeah. There we go.
There we go.
I'm here.
I'm going to turn. Okay, there we go. Much better. No! Okay, no, there you go. Oh, my gosh. That is so frustrating.
I hear now.
No, yeah. Now you're here. Yeah. Now I can hear you. Right. Gosh, that is very annoying. Sorry about that.
No.
Red Cake. It is kind of like a combination of a game show.
Right.
I think they have famous people come in and they just, you know, they play games with them.
Who are these famous people?
Your celebrities.
Like from overseas?
No, not from overseas. Like local celebrities.
Oh, you know, they're like the guys that we see at the mall.
Are you trying to say something about our celebrities that they're not good enough for you?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'm just asking. Anyway, yes, they have these guys. They come in, they play like games and stuff. But, you know, okay. they're not trying to embarrass them or make them look bad or anything like that. So it's like pretty fun, harmless stuff. So it sounds great. Yeah.
Like those Chinese and Japanese game shows.
Oh, no? My God.
Because that would be awesome.
No, but not like those shows. But then those shows
are amazing.
Are weird. Are weird. I don't understand.
No, I think they're just the best.
Look, I love how obviously liberated they are and how they just, you know, in a lot of aspects, they seem to be a lot more forward thinking than the rest of us.
Absolutely.
Because some of the stuff that I've seen on the internet, and I've never actually watched these shows on like a TV channel.
No, they have been, but like they've been like archived shows. You can see that these things are from like the early 90s, probably the 80s. You can tell that they're like real, but these guys have been doing this for a long time.
The Japanese
put a game show together.
Dude,
you've got an acre of land,
yeah,
and like not for slavery,
no.
But if you've got like an acre of land, they will turn that thing upside down.
Yeah.
And you will have a proper game show.
And you will find yourself enjoying watching the most bizarre things.
Absolutely.
I mean, they make people dress up in like nappies only, for example. And then they'll have them running across like some slippery surface.
Yes.
Just for the heck of it.
Banging into doors. Some doors are polystyrene and like that one door will be like made of brick and mortar.
Oh my gosh.
Those are the best shows. And yeah. If Red Cake is anything like it, then I should be watching.
Look, I must admit, sadly, quite embarrassed as well, that I still haven't watched Red Cake. But that's just to explain to you why Dumi Moraike is not joining me this morning.
Okay.
So which is why my good friend Belinda is here. Belinda, the last time that you were here, we were actually talking about TV shows, and you know, we were talking about Married at First Sight SA and like a whole bunch of other stuff.
Tell me you've watched that though.
No, I haven't. I haven't. Unfortunately not. I know, it's very, you know,
the worst.
I know. It's very it's very difficult for me to watch live television these days. Like a lot of the stuff that I'm watching, unfortunately, is like
series is so 2005.
Pirated 13.
Oh, come on.
Watching it on my laptop.
No, I know.
I know it's
you
bad.
You really should be.
No, it's really bad. But I mean, really, like, how am I going to carry on watching any kind of television with like DSTV hiking up their prices again?
It's a problem, eh? It's a problem.
Like, you
need to, like, when you get your bonus at the end of the year, just take that 12th foul, put it aside, put it in an interest bearing account. And just pay DSTV once off.
Yeah, I can't anymore.
It's actually, it's very scary.
It's insane.
But choose a bouquet that's you know, that's affordable and realistic for you. I mean, if you're watching things like Mzansi and OPW,
yeah,
and you know, Date My Family like we do every
yeah.
Sunday,
yeah,
you know, get a reasonable, say like a compact. Type of you don't have to go for premium, but then some of us like watching Married at First Sight.
No, look, that's fine. It's just I don't know, man. I mean, I don't even know why I still have DSTV, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you why I still have DSTV for Date My Family, because the new thing is you don't drop your mic, you drop a spoon.
I'm sorry, what?
Exactly. What if you had watched this weekend, you would have known what dropping spoons means.
Is that now a thing? Did it grow its own hashtag?
Black Twitter just took it over.
Is it the new lingo where people because know, like when you say drop the spoon, everybody knows what you mean?
Okay. You know exactly what I mean.
Listen, I want to get into all of that a little bit later because I have not watched this Date My Family and you were telling us about it before it even aired.
Okay.
I have heard a couple of people not saying some nice things about it, so I do want to get your feedback. But before we even talk about that, there was a minor incident that happened yesterday. Minor being the operative word.
Not like the minors from Marikan.
No, Belinda,
I'm just asking.
By the way, our WhatsApp line is 079-784-2090. 079-784-2090 if you ever want to get in touch with us. I had a small Anyana incident yesterday.
Did it involve Dineo?
It did not involve Dineo. It did not involve Dineo.
Okay.
And it got me thinking about weird things that have happened with you or you and your neighbor. Because, you know, sometimes you live in such close proximity with people and then unfortunate incidents happen. Strange things happen. Mm. So yesterday, I was in the bath for like, it was late at night. I mean, it wasn't late at night. It was like maybe 6:30.
Okay.
It was in the evening.
Correct.
And I was in my bathroom and my, you know, those bathroom windows. Bathroom windows are not like the normal. Yes. Normal window. They have this there's like this frosted thing.
It's a frosted window.
Is that what they call it?
Correct.
Right. Now, usually when I come home from the gym, it's not late at night, so the light is not on, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can be in my bathroom doing whatever I like, not having to stress about, you know, the frosted window because I don't have blinds on the window.
Right.
But I have those old school curtains that, you know, you bunch it up in the middle and you tie it up.
Yes.
And
yes,
I don't
yes.
have the lace.
Okay.
So
like those half curtains, like those kitchen curtains with the draping.
With the draping,
like,
and then
ways back.
And then when I tie it up, then it looks like two little pigtails, you know. There's a see through effect.
Okay.
Which I forgot about last night when I was taking this bath.
Okay. So you didn't undo the pigtails.
I didn't undo I did not undo the pigtails, and I was bathing.
All right.
So, you know, there's up-down motions in the bath. You get up, you sit down, you do, like, you do your stuff.
Okay.
And then I heard voices laughing in like, outside. Because the complex where I stay, the way the setup is my bathroom window
faces the picking.
Doesn't face the pecking. Faces, because I'm on the ground floor unit, faces the balcony area of the next block behind me.
Okay, like a courtyard type setup.
Yes.
Okay.
But because we're both on the ground floor, we're level with each other so we can see things.
Okay.
And like I was doing my thing and then all of a sudden I heard laughing and I was like, that's weird. But then I carried on and I did my thing and I was actually getting ready to leave for the night. And then as I left, I realized that if my curtains are not closed the way that they should be closed, there's like a silhouette effect of
up, down.
Of the see-throughness of the bathroom situation because it's at night and because the lights are on. So I'm pretty sure
they saw your naked body.
They didn't see my naked body, but they saw maybe this. They saw the silhouette because the window was shut.
But then they didn't exactly see like a white shirt collared. They saw your brown body. Going up, down, up, down.
Oh, my God. So it got me thinking about weird things that... Because I've seen my neighbors, like, undressing before. It's not because I wanted to see them. It's because, you know, their window was wide open.
Okay.
Their window was wide open. They didn't have the curtains drawn. They didn't know that I was... I could see I was in their line of vision.
Okay.
And then when I saw them, I decided not to look away. Like, I just carried on watching
because they were in your line of sight.
No, because they were in my line of sight. What do you want me to do? So it just got me thinking of, you know, weird things that might happen to you and your neighbors. Look, it doesn't have to involve, you know, it's just, this is what happened to me last night. And I only realized this after the fact when I was leaving and I was driving away and I saw what the bathroom window actually looks like when the light is on. And, you know,
What I think is that you're overthinking it. Maybe they were just watching series.
But they were all sitting outside on their balcony area. Is when I heard the chuckling and the laughing and
someone could have cracked a joke. Okay. But I mean, the bathroom is the bathroom, and the bathroom is there for the sole purpose of being naked and doing naked things. So I don't see how that, number one, is funny. Okay. Like what? Unless someone then narrated a story.
While all of this was unfolding. Oh my gosh.
Absolutely. But I think you're just overthinking it. I mean, some serious stuff is happening out there, you know, with neighbors. And that for me is just like, it's just, I think, one of those things when you come and look at a unit and you see that, you're like, okay, at some point in time, while I'm here, I'm going to have to see that.
And it is what it is.
It is what it is.
And it's
And the thing is, it's not like there were three silhouettes. Then that would have been a story.
Well, it was just one. It was, I know, but then they know it's me. I mean, if there had been like two or three, Nyana, they'd be like, oh, and she's got guests over.
Correct. So right now, what's the worst that could have happened? You could have been taking a bath, and then you went down, and then you washed the bath, and then you got up again because you had a head rash, the blood was going to your face. Like, there's really nothing to it.
Okay. No, then
I think they just like, there was a mad joke, and maybe initially there was something, but other than that, hey, just remember the pigtails. The pigtails need to go down.
No, they actually, like the whole setup needs to go down. The whole setup needs to go down. Sorry, I just saw a message come in here. Hi, Belinda. So I'm in a bit of a pickle. Oh, okay. Okay, let's just put it out there immediately that we have no professional experience whatsoever in helping people. But
zero. We
are going to be here for you. I was trying to motivate my wife into getting into shape and joining me at gym and ended up calling her fat. I'm now in hot water about it and about how it's my fault. Oh, because she'd had a baby. Oh, no.
It is his fault.
Please advise on how I can fix this issue, pretty please. Sorry about your curtains. Yeah, no, it's all right. You know, that's... Listen, in hindsight, your situation far worse than mine.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Belinda, you're a wife. You're a mother.
Correct.
So you've gone through changes with your body and that whole thing.
Absolutely.
Right.
And, you know, first off the bat, I'd just like to tell the guy.
Yes.
That it's his fault. Okay. It is his fault.
Well, he called... Okay, but what if she...
It's his fault because... Okay, fine. They've had kids together and it was a mutual decision. Fine. But it's his fault that they're in the situation now where she's mad because he shouldn't have used the F word.
Okay, all right. So then what are the words that are permitted by husbands/baby daddies to their spouse who's possibly maybe gained like 18 kilograms because she's...
I can kind of understand where he's coming from, you know, where you try and steer the conversation in a certain direction so that you end up getting, you know, the message there. Then at the end of the day, gym is where you need to be, girl.
Yeah, yeah.
But maybe not tell her, but do it yourself. Go to gym, because you're not the Italian stallion you used to be back in the day,
right,
either.
Right, so right, right.
How about we both get gym memberships, you wake up in the morning, you wake me up, or, you know, you do things rather than let's have this discussion because you're telling me something I already know.
Yeah, but you see, he started out by saying he was trying to motivate the wife by getting them to join, by getting her to join him at the gym. So that was his initial starting point, is he was doing the gym thing and then he tried to get her to tag along and he was like, and we can do this together as a couple. But then he ended up calling her fat. It's probably because she was like, I don't want to go to gym right now. I highly doubt
that's the thing.
Okay.
There's no person out there, especially a woman who's had a kid, who doesn't want to go to gym. But rather than telling me this, the motivation doesn't need to necessarily be for a specific time. Like, don't motivate on your terms. Motivation means that you need to keep going at it and do the stuff yourself. Be the difference that you want to see. Do you know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
And just the words that come out of your mouth need to be really, really selective. And look, he called a fat, he called a fat. He can't go back now and buy her chocolates to be like,
no, that's not a good idea.
I really messed up. But
so then how can you fix the situation? Because that's actually what he's asking for, how to then fix it.
I think, first of all, he needs to show her that he is sorry. So buy her something. That would be nice. You know, just get something nice. Write her a letter. Tell her what his real concerns are. Because the real concerns are that at whatever, let's call them people who are under the age of 30, by the time they're 40, it'll be progressed. And, you know, you don't want to be living with someone who has diabetes, high blood, and all of those kind of things. And make things real. And be that supportive person rather than kind of saying, well, you this, you that. You also don't want to be that person who's going to be on high blood pressure meds or whatever in a couple of years' time. So I think for him, it's kind of putting himself as the example to say, look, I want to be a father to my kids. I want to be alive in 20, 40 years' time. Let's do a mini marathon together. That kind of thing, you know, make it a couple thing. Make it a... We must do this together, so, you know, we can
look good together.
Look good together.
Look
can
good
we
together
can
naked?
We just shame them together?
So that when our neighbors see our silhouettes through the bathroom window, they'll be like,
"They're
damn,
like, we want to
good.
Be like those people."
And they're not chuckling and laughing or
absolutely.
Whatever. But it's fine. I'm already over it because, as I said, you know, I have seen one or two of my neighbors, you know, taking their clothes off, not because I was being a pervert, but because that was just the situation. And like you said, Belinda, sometimes these things happen.
Yeah, and I think for you, I mean, if it is that you walked out the door and you realized the situation, you just should have said something like, why are you laughing, Fat Jim? Because I've seen you naked. And I've never said anything about it. And get in your car and drive off.
I still haven't seen them. I still haven't communicated with these guys. And it is a bunch of guys. It's like three guys.
Mm-hmm.
And no, I didn't. I hope I don't run into them. Because then it's just going to be an awkward conversation for me.
No. What conversation? You shouldn't be having a conversation.
No, I'm not. Okay, well, I don't know.
Tony Braxton, let it go.
Don't you have conversations with your neighbors, though?
I do.
Yeah, I actually do. Yeah.
Funny enough, we were speaking about, speaking about a neighbor, well, two neighbors. We weren't in the situation. And a friend of ours. No.
Is this one of those?
In ear brackets.
So this happened to my friend.
It happened to a friend who she woke up and said she'd been up for most of the evening, well, most of the morning. And her neighbors downstairs or wherever were having like this serious fight. It's a gentleman and a lady. And, and her biggest concern was that there was a three-year-old who was caught up in all of this and who was witnessing all of this. And this had been going on for like hours.
Yeah.
And she was caught up in a situation where she didn't know whether she should call the security or call the cops or whatever. And the thing is, you know, what they say in Zulu, you know, you don't get into two people's thing because then you, Judge Judy said it once before as well, and she was like, don't get into two people's situation because then you end up being the odd one out when they get back together, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But eventually...
Also because you don't have the full story and you don't know what's happening
absolutely.
In that moment.
Absolutely. And lovers, you know, lovers get back together.
Yeah.
And essentially what then happened probably in the next hour or so is that the security then eventually called somebody and the cops and whatnot, and they came through. But by then they'd already broken down a sliding door.
Oh, no.
And it was that kind of mess.
Oh, no, no, no.
Only to find that the lady was found with some body.
Oh, by her.
By her.
By her significant other.
Yes.
Oh, she was caught in the act of...
Correct.
Play wrestling.
Yes.
With this other person.
Mm. Silhouettes.
Oh, silhouettes.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Up and down.
Different kind of up and down silhouettes.
So,
you know, this is such a tricky situation because, like, we've had this conversation a lot where you think to yourself, should you or should you not get involved, especially when you think that something, like somebody might be getting hurt.
Correct.
In an entirely different lifetime, at a different place where I was staying before, there was an incident where a fight did break out with one of my neighbors, to the point where police actually ended up arriving at the complex, where they then started questioning the rest of us.
Right.
On some, what did you hear? What did you see?
How
do you know these people?
Who are you within the house?
But I mean, it's tricky because what are you supposed to do then? Are you not supposed to get involved at all? Are you at the very least go and call security?
Yeah.
Like what is the protocol?
I think it's very tricky. And this is what I told my friend as well, is that, you know, it's really tricky, but because there's a child involved, you know, you want to do what's best. Adults can always resolve their issues, and you would think that because you're an adult, you actually can, you know, deal with the situation in an adult-like manner or whatever. But a child does not know any better. And if a sliding door, anything's going to break, you know, that's kind of a safety hazard, and you want to ensure that the child is actually safe. So it's very tricky, especially because then the sliding door gets fixed, the couple gets back together, and there you are being this nosy neighbor. Then what?
And then it's just awkward, because then how do you carry on?
How do you park your car in front of their door?
Yeah,
it's just
where you used to greet your neighbor before. Now you're looking at them awkwardly, and it's
and
like,
then they,
hi.
And
they're like, yeah, it's you.
And they've still got your wine, your corkscrew opener.
Ah, damn. Okay. All right. Weird neighbor stories. I'll be taking some of those if you'd like to share them with us. 079-784-2090 is our WhatsApp number. 079-784-2090. You know, I was thinking about this because I have a guy friend of mine. He is, how old is this guy? He's maybe like 37, 36.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit older than me. But I was talking to him yesterday, and, you know, we were actually just talking about how, like this current stage of his life and my life, like, we're both going through some stuff.
Right.
And I was just, like, getting fed up with him because I said, you know, I'm actually just, like...
You didn't call him fat, did you?
No, I did not. I did not call him fat. Right. But it made me think, because there's a 25-year-old friend of mine, a guy. He's just started working, you know, you're thinking, ah, brand new, he's young. First career experience, he should be having a great time. No, he's not currently. He's absolutely hating his bosses because his bosses are like these very discriminatory, horrible people.
Okay.
And so he's complaining about that. Then there's this guy friend of mine who's 37 years old, and he's complaining about his own stuff. Then there's like another girlfriend of mine who's my age, who's complaining about her own situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just actually felt a little bit defeated because, you know, in that moment, it just actually made it sound like, at what point in this timeline am I not complaining about something
Correct.
That's happening in my life? From the 25-year-old to the same person, to the person who was the same age as me,
yeah.
to the guy who's approaching 40, to somebody else who's past 40, who's like got two children but is in the middle of a divorce.
Yeah.
And it just all like made it sound a bit overwhelming, you know? It was like, but when do we get this? When do we get a break
this life thing? I think also when we do get breaks, we don't really see them as breaks.
Yeah.
We tend to dwell on a lot of the bad stuff and what's not going right, but we never say, you know what? Actually, Sunday today, this is going right in my life, and I'm so grateful for it. And it's, you know, yes, I've had a roller coaster of a ride, but here I am still breathing and shit, you know? it's not all that bad. I mean, for a 25-year-old, dude, you're still going to be 35, 45, 75 for that matter. And you want to complain about people who are keeping you down in your job? Really?
No.
Your first job?
Yeah, right now. It's happening right now.
Wait until you get to a job where, you know, people are actually, you know, doing big things out there. And I hear you about the 35-year-old who's also going through stuff, but everybody goes through stuff, and you got to look at the bigger picture that you're not alone.
It's just one of those things where, you know, it's the ups and downs of life. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Right.
A lot of the downs we focus on, we give way too much attention to. The ups usually go quickly a lot of the time because, I don't know, we're drunk or whatever. In that, it's like, yes! Land,
oh,
yes, right now it's good.
Oh,
and then you wake up the next day
dwell on the whole day. You're dwelling on the fact that, oh my God, my head, why are these kids screaming? I hate this dog. Y'all should have told me about the dog. Who's banging the pots? Close the curtains.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
But you know it's 12 midday. But and the whole day you've complained about what you did to yourself when it was a nice time.
All right. I'm hanging out with my friend, Belinda Khojan, who's joining me today. Listen, you're going to give us an update on this marriage to first sight situation. And then you're also going to tell us about, like, other weird stuff that you're watching. Different. Just interesting.
Yes.
For lack of a better word.
You keep saying that.
No, I mean, I don't know what else to call it because...
But it's not even an update. It's just because, like, I watch it as well.
Okay, well, like, give us a little bit of a tease, like a taste of. So, how many couples do they have in this show? Three
couples. And you know, the last time we spoke about, you know, the mixing of a couple, then you hope that like Fricky from Delmas and, you know,
gets paired with Novasi. Yeah.
No, they didn't really
mix it up.
I think like this is like the pilot of pilots where let's just keep it simple.
I feel like that was a missed opportunity on their
Absolutely.
Part.
Absolutely.
In this country of ours, where every other day, like we're always talking about our differences.
Correct.
I feel like
we really should have mixed it up.
That was a missed opportunity. But yeah, as I mentioned earlier, Dumi Moraike not joining me today. She's away on, you know, official TV filming business. But stay with us, sipping tea with myself, Mabade Moloi. And Belinda. I'm being slightly criticized and judged and reprimanded here about what like my actual cleansing technique because of my unfortunate situation where it seems like my neighbors might have seen me naked, but. So I was standing up, Belinda, in the bath. I get it? There's the bath, and then there's the window right above the bath, right? So me in bath, like, you sitting down, and then eventually you need to stand up.
Yes.
Oh, gosh, you know what? I keep doing this. I'm sorry, I keep doing this.
Okay,
please.
Right.
So what we now you are asking me why I need to stand in the bath.
Well, my question is, what exactly were you doing at the time? Because they're like, okay, first of all, what we established was that when you're standing, your boobies are
in the view.
Correct.
through the window, but the window wasn't open. It's
no,
just
fine.
Because it was at night, the
yes.
light was on.
And they were sitting in the dark, so they were literally watching a movie.
But
but like those 1920 movies
yes.
where there are actually people behind the screen.
Yes, there are people behind the screen.
Okay.
So you can't
and the light
see.
Is coming from behind
and
you.
And the light so is... No, yes, because... Okay, all
absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely,
yes,
that's
yeah,
fine.
Right.
But my question to you is,
yes.
what were the moves? Were they sexy?
No, they were not sexy.
My point exactly. So you should always have your ass seated down in the water. Don't get up.
Who has time to bath sexy when they're on their own, though?
Okay, so...
When I'm on my own...
But my question is, what were you doing? You know your routine. Don't act like you don't know what you were doing when you were standing.
Okay.
Were your arms in the air?
No, my arms were not in the air.
So what were you doing? You were just kind of...
No, I was. There was nothing sexy about the moment at all. I was cleansing the low, the thigh portion, the you know?
But did it look sexy?
No, it didn't because I was alone. Why am I going to look sexy
because
when
I'm
on my own?
A movie montage. You know this for a fact.
I didn't realize at the time that I was part of a movie montage. I did not. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Going forward.
Going forward, moving on. These couples on this Married to First Sight.
Married at First Sight.
Sorry, Married at First Sight. Mm-hmm. Three couples.
Correct.
So they didn't do the whole mixy-mixy thing pairing Freaky with Tandeka, which would have been great. It would have been amazing. Do you know what else they could have done? Imagine if they had gotten, somebody who believes in polygamy, and then this bride shows up on the day at the wedding at the altar, and she's like, I'm here. And he's like you are number three.
And a fourth person coming in. That would have been the show. I think that would have been. But isn't Papa Penny?
By the way,
you're still watching Homeland season 2.
I haven't seen Papa Benny. I know that it trends every night on Sunday Sunday night Twitter. But you see, this is the thing about Twitter on a Sunday night is technically, even if you're not watching the show, it's almost fine because you can catch the blow by blow
Twitter feed. Twitter FBI. They will find out the status of the couples and every single person on there. And by the time the credits roll, there are pics of somebody and who is spending Valentine with my love on some love lives here, hashtag forever, hashtag gold couples and couples goals, relationship goals. And you're just like, so why aren't you on the show though?
That is frightening.
Let me tell you what's really frightening is that the episode that is running currently of Date My Family was clearly shot in winter. So there you are sitting in your air-conditioned house and everybody on the show has jackets in the house.
Like middle of winter.
It's very sad and very scary and mind-boggling.
Okay, but now tell me about, why are people complaining about this Date My Family? Because the complaints that I have seen or heard is people saying it's the production is not good enough or it's boring.
That's Married at First Sight.
Yes, yes.
So I think what we tend to do, and I'm sure everybody does it, is that obviously the production of the original idea or whatever, like Survivor, you know, Mark Burnett and whatnot, obviously comes from the US. And we get to watch that first, and then you've already got this, you know, airy fairy, stars in your eyes type of idea of what it's supposed to be. Then the minute then they start selling them to the media houses, say in Africa and that kind of stuff, obviously it's not going to be of the same quality, but then it's of, you know, it's relatable to that place. So it's relevant to that market. And for South Africa, you know, we are South Africans and we have South African production companies. And the way you're going to see it is in a South African way. The environment is going to be South African and all of that stuff. And we then become a bit too complacent, like, The Voice, really. But understand that, you know, it's relevant for our market. And that's what Married at First Sight is right now. I mean, you do have couples that generally or historically would be paired together. And then you've got the one couple, which is a colored guy, which I think he was raised or something but he has a lot of white people, you know, type thing. And then a black girl who's traditionally, you know, black and whatnot. And she says, look, I haven't mastered the art of dating, and I'm getting to a point where I want to settle down and. And her family is just like, whoa, what do you mean? But they're also quite open-minded. Her sisters and whatnot, they're behind and they're rooting behind. And so is the guy. And for me, looking at all the couples, I think they're probably the couple who are going to go through a lot of stuff but are going to make it at the end of the day because they have everything. Like, they have everything going for them right now, and it looks good. It looks solid.
Do you think they're going to go through a lot because they're possibly the couple that have the biggest differences?
Absolutely.
Quote unquote.
Yeah. So I think that, you know, going forward, they are going to actually try and prove to themselves and prove to the people around them that actually they can work through stuff, other than, you know, the typical couple. I mean, the one guy and the chick, like, they now, I think, live in like a Maboneng type setup and whatnot. And that's kind of run the mill. We know what's going to happen there. And then there's a, you know, the white guy and the white girl, she drinks. And, you know, that's wonderful to watch because she's just like crying all the time. And she's got a sister who's just like, you're going to make this work. And
are these young couples? Were they kind of varied in their age groups?
They're about in their 30s. Yeah. All of them are about in their 30s, 24-year-old, 26-year-old, about, yeah.
That's young.
About him. That is young. I mean, to be looking at your life and saying, hey, I want to do this forever with someone I don't know, it's very young. And I think that couple then, they're the Ferdinand and Licia, I think their name is.
Mm-hmm.
Their families are really just like, first of all, the ancestors don't know this guy.
Of course, traditional
and, you know,
cultural practices coming into
first day
into the
like the gogo was just, she sat there and she had this look on her face, and I think he's Venda and she's from Soweto or somewhere, I'm not quite sure, and the gogo just sat there and she was just like, hey boo, hey boo. And at the end, his younger sister turned around and said, nobody in my family is happy. Not one person.
Mm.
Like, hey, guys, it's day one. And they have to do this for, I think, 60 days. Live together, be together. And then at the end of the whole thing, not 60 days, 6 weeks. At the end of the 6 weeks, then they decide whether they're going to another marriage or they're going to stay together.
This was something that was actually raised on in a conversation that we had before, where somebody suggested, because, you know, the whole topic of marriage in modern times, and then if you look at millennials and marriage, you know, these young kids who you know, a lot of them are of the opinion that but why must I do this thing early, if at all? Like, why can't I live my life, achieve all my goals, get the things that I want to have done, and then maybe consider this marriage thing later on, like in my 40s.
Yeah.
And somebody actually suggested, well, how about when people get married, you then every year was this person's suggestion. Every year you look at whether you want to renew the marriage or not.
Oh, wow.
Do you want to renew? If you want to renew, then you renew. If not, then that is where you both go your separate ways.
So essentially,
cuts out messy divorces, cuts out tugs of war, cuts out, you know.
So it's kind of a contractual thing. So essentially what they're saying is Mabali meets Sipho at 25. They get married. And then every year, 26, 27, you look at where we are now.
Yes.
Do we want to carry on?
Yes.
Or, wow.
I mean, it would be an entirely different setup altogether, because now you're going against a structure that, you know, has been implemented and has been running for centuries at this point. Like, marriage has basically been the same for hundreds of years at this point.
I understand.
And
that.
To want to change it to something like that might be too drastic for some people. Might be too drastic. But for others, it might be a case of, if it's going to cut out admin, if it's going to simplify things.
I don't see how that's going to cut out admin unless you don't get married at all in a judicial sense. Because you're still going to have to get divorced. And it's not like you don't like this person. You're just living with them because, you know, you get to pay half rent. Other factors come into play.
Like what?
When you buy a vehicle, on the application for finance, it will ask you if you're married and are you married in community of property and that. When you buy a house, when you have children, these are things that are joint decisions. So every year we can't be on our anniversary on the 14th of February looking at your husband and going, well, are we doing this? Do I still have a car? No, fam. Mm-mm. No. Let's be realistic.
Do I still have a car?
And then say that one day I'm PMSing and I'm like, you know what? Actually, Joshua, this is not going to work.
That's it. I'm done with you.
Absolutely.
When does this renewal thing come again? Oh, in a month. You know what? You're gone. You are out of here, Joshua. You can start packing your bags right now.
Right.
Because,
I can't.
You don't think that would be a good idea?
No, maybe. Because as well, you need to give yourselves time to work in your relationship. 365 days is not enough. maybe if you say, okay, Sharp, let's look at this again in 5 years' time or whatever. But like, you're still working on yourselves. And then all of a sudden, hey, time up, the egg timer goes off. And now we've got to make this decision. And you're going, well, do you remember that time you called me fat? Well, I've been thinking about that for like 4 months.
You know what would be awkward in that situation is if the one spouse wanted to renew, but the other was like,
Now at married at first sight.
Yeah.
That happens because at the end of the season, all the couples get to sit down with the experts and they then, you know, after a lengthy discussion about, you know, what have your ups and downs been? What have been the greats? What have been the achievements? Have you grown as a person? Do you still want to stay married? And the lady looks at the man looks at the girl, and the man says, ladies first, I'm being a gentleman, ladies first. And then she goes ahead,
and it happened. That is so tricky. That is very tricky.
It happened in the U.S., in the U.S. series that's just passed, where they weren't very compatible. The guy was a bit quirky. She was very, you know, out there, whatnot. They were the best match, you know, in terms of them being together. And she essentially, you know, when she started off, she was like, I don't know if he's in it for the right reasons. He's very much, you know, to himself, da 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 da. But they eventually worked towards, you know, being together, loving each other in their very quirky way. And they sat down on the couch and he said, you know, ladies first. And she's like, oh my God, you know, I've come to love him. And, you know, I see us going forward and. Mind you, she was the one who was vehemently against it initially. And she was just like, yes, I'd love to stay married. And then she turned around and she looked at him and he went,
how do I break the news now?
And then he's like, yeah, I hear you and all of that, but yeah, no, it's not what I really want.
It's not easy breaking bad news, which is, I suppose, why most of us would prefer to lie in situations like that, because...
Now, can you imagine doing that every year? Every single year. Because, you know, Sipo's just not that guy in bed, but because you've got this, you know, this mortgage and you've got loans to pay, you're just like, no, let's do it for another year. It doesn't make sense.
You know, in hindsight, because initially when I first heard this idea, I wasn't opposed to it. And I was like, I'm trying to think of ways. Look, I'm not married, so I don't know a damn thing.
Correct.
And I was thinking to myself, I'm trying to think of ways of where this could cut down on things. So, for example, you know, because in my mind I was thinking, so, you know, if you wanted to go your separate ways and you could do away with a messy, lengthy divorce that lasts months and months and months, like if it's just a simple case of we choose not to renew, then that's it, you're divorced, done. But the way you paint in the picture to me sounds like the messy divorce would still happen.
The government would never allow that.
Well, that's the other thing.
Can you just imagine all the couples
Now in hindsight, now that I'm thinking about it, it would also probably put... added pressure on your marriage.
No, it will.
Because now every year this date is coming up. I mean, already people like get, you know, can pressured by the anniversary, her birthday. I missed last year's Valentine's.
Think about
and
your
now
family.
And now the renewal day is coming.
And the families are just standing outside your door and they're biting their nails. And it's just like, you know, it's a standoff because you don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen to the kids? Like, one day they're in school getting picked up by mom and dad, and the next is just like, hey, buddy, it's just me by myself.
Yeah, no, she didn't renew. She didn't renew.
She didn't open the door, babe.
She didn't sign on the dotted line.
She didn't open the box.
Okay, no, in hindsight, I'm thinking that probably wouldn't be a good idea. No. I did catch that other show, the Australian one, 7 years...
7 year switch.
The 7 year switch.
Yes.
So four couples, they are having problems in their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
They are thinking about whether I want to stay with this person or whether I want to, you know, sever ties with this person.
100%.
And then what they do is they switch them up.
Correct.
So you and your husband, Jabulani,
mm-hmm.
and then me and my boyfriend, Tepo.
Yes.
Then you stay with Tepo for a while, and then I stay with Jabulani.
Yeah.
I don't see how this... I don't get it. I don't get it. Because now you're living with a... Guys, okay, maybe it's just me because I'm a very difficult person to live with. But now there's this dynamic or this situation where you are moving in with a whole brand new stranger.
No, but understand that in as much as Mabali is difficult, Sipho, my husband, is someone who is so it's not just random hookups. It's looking at couples that are actually compatible in terms of their characteristics and traits, but within that couple space. So they're not going to have like another couple who is swapping out with your husband and then you end up with some. Because when we speak, I still need to speak of Jabulani and you need to relate because you know Jabulani. When he speaks, when my husband Jabulani speaks to you, it still needs to be someone that you can see and relate to, because they also have things like videos and whatnot that come up, and they need to speak about people that they know about. So it can't just be a random person who's out in Krugersdorp and you're just like, I don't know.
But then they also set them up on these exercises, or they give them these exercises to do. So one of the episodes that I watched, like, they sent them all on these romantic dates. And it's like, yeah. Oh, so now you're sending me away on a romantic date with Jabulani and Sipho is not here.
To where we spent our
to where Sipho and I, like, did,
consummated,
you know,
our marriage.
Had, yeah. Okay, all right. No, look.
That's and that's all based on a concept called the 7-year itch, where when you are in a long-term relationship or you're in a marriage, you actually, at the 7-year point, there's a shift in the dynamic of the relationship where people are actually thinking about, like you said, that contractual,
yeah,
that signing to say, do I really want to be here with your stinky feet?
But, Belinda, is that because science has worked out that the 7-year itch, this is what happens after 7 years, and therefore, or is it because science has been bombarding this idea in our minds so much, come 7 years, now we're suddenly looking at each other and thinking, yeah, and like, Ibi, I don't know that, like, I want to carry on doing this thing with you. Sometimes I don't believe all. Like,
look, I think you're emphasizing, you're spending too much time on the 7. It could happen anytime.
Yeah.
It's just a concept.
Could happen after 365 days.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Where you're actually seriously considering, and you could be the only one in the relationship who's actually having these doubts or whatever, or these considerations. And that's where the whole concept comes from, where, I mean, even on the show, some of these guys aren't even married. There's a couple who is considering getting married. But the girl is just like, I'm not sure if I want to get married to this person. It's the concept of the itch, but it doesn't necessarily have to be 7 years. There's a couple that has been married for the longest time, and she's just going, well, he's saying, look, the person that I'm married to now is not the person that I initially started dating back in 1981. And we've been high school sweethearts or whatever the case may be, but it's the concept of the 7-year itch, but does not necessarily equate to 7 years.
Okay, well, look, we run out of time. I'm going to remind you of our little disclaimer of how neither Belinda or myself are experts in any way, shape, or form when it comes to marriages or relationships or any of that. Although you are married, have been for a while.
Correct.
That makes you an expert of sorts, actually. Mm-hmm. You're in the thick of it.
I'm done with the 7-year itch. Now I'm on 8 years, so.
Ah, that's nice.
I came out of that one.
Okay. And then also, you know, be nice and be kind to your neighbors. Don't look at your neighbors when they're doing, you know, weird things in the bathroom.
Look, you can look. I think you can look. Just don't like have a story that now you just.
Don't
make up stories.
So then what am I supposed to say to my neighbors if they come up to me and
you
like,
don't have to say
so,
anything.
So, girl, the other night, you know. Like, if they're feeling proud of, like, if they're feeling really sure of themselves and they want to step up to me and they want to, like, see if they can get me to crack. Am I supposed to what? Like, play the fool? Be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Boo-boo the fool. What are you going to tell him? Listen, the bathroom, the sole purpose of the bathroom is to take a bath. And I was doing that. You just happened to put your eyeballs on my window.
Yeah.
And
that,
you know,
is your fault entirely.
And yeah, and you know, and actually I can take you to court for that. No, actually, you know,
no, I mean, I don't think I can, but you know, yeah, that's okay. Belinda Khojani, having joined me today, thank you so much for that. As always, thank you to you for joining us as well. Remember, you can always download this and any other podcast from this show or any other show on cliffcentral.com, www.cliffcentral.com. There are multiple shows there for you to choose from. As always, it's been a great pleasure to have you joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I don't know. Do me what I guess schedule these days. I actually don't know.
She should feature.
I'm going to make her buy me something just because every time that, you know, she leaves or I leave, we
buy each other.
No, we just guilt each other for the fun of it.
What about me? I think that she should invite us to Red Cake.
No, she should.
I think so. And because we need to understand what it is that she's doing, that she keeps doing this to us.
Red Cake on SABC 2, you know, if you'd like to check out Dumi Moraga doing her thing. But other than that, we'll be back with you next week, Tuesday, right here on cliffcentral.com.
Cliffcentral.com.